First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. Canaries in coal mines are dying fast. Evacuation recommended. In case you missed the memo, when you're mining coal and the canary in the cage you brought with you to the workface indicates the presence of deadly methane gas, by dying, you are directed to get the hell out of the mine. The canary's death gives you time to save yourself. Ignoring the canary's death would be really stupid. Now, consider the number and variety of canaries that have been dying in such droves in the past few weeks as to command headline treatment here and there. A dense bloom of toxic algae, called a red tide, although it's not a tide and it's often not red, has killed 181 manatees off the west coast of Florida so far this year. It's an all-time record, set with months to go in the season. Although the lamestream press, such as Reuters, refers to naturally occurring red tides and identifies the problem as an unusually warm winter, people who cling to their cult-like belief in science insist that the red tides are proliferating along all our coasts because of the massive nutrient doses being provided by untreated sewage and urban and agricultural runoff. Case 2. Sick and malnourished sea lion pups are stranding themselves on Southern California beaches in some of the largest numbers ever seen. The last time anything like this happened in 1998, researchers at length concluded that warming coastal waters caused fish to move offshore, requiring the land-based sea lions to swim farther and farther out to feed. They're not yet willing to say if the same thing is happening now, but here's an alert reader clue. Warmer than normal winter in Florida, warmer coastal water off California. What if this is, gasp, global? Chinese officials have pulled the rotting carcasses of nearly 7,000 pigs from the river that provides drinking water to Shanghai. It's a pig-raising region. Of course, almost all regions of China are, with a swine population of 500 million. And pigs are always dying for one reason or another, but the numbers of the dead are so large this year that the pits provided for their disposal are full, and hog farmers have been dumping the bodies in the river. Why so many this year? According to Bloomberg News, quoting the Chinese news agency Xinhua, extreme weather was a factor. Hello? The number of monarch butterflies making it to their winter refuge in Mexico dropped 59% this year, falling to the lowest level ever recorded, 1/15 of the number observed in 1997. The usual suspects for the ominous decline: agricultural practices, to wit, the widespread use of pesticides that have wiped out the milkweed that is the butterfly's chief food source, and, alert reader alert, extreme weather events. Other similar canary deaths did not make big news recently because they simply continued. Bats are now dying off from the mysterious white nose fungus in 21 states and 5 Canadian provinces with no cause. We continue to demand the identification of a single cause for extremely complex events, or remedy, yet identified. And bees, which are needed to pollinate a large chunk of our food supply, continue to vanish to colony collapse disorder, a thing that has a name, but no identified cause or remedy. So here we are at the workface, surrounded by cage after cage of dead canaries. with no one making a move to begin what is obviously now required, the evacuation of the planet. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.